path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه صلى الله على محمد نور من نور الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood 200 times upon me on the day of Jumu'atul Mubarak, then 200 years of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and splendid episode of our beautiful series, An Array of Dawn. Alhamdulillah, we just heard a very beautiful fadilat and excellence of reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make an intention of at least reciting 200 times durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 200, I'll say, will be the minimum amount. Recite 300, 400, 500, 1000, as much as you can. Recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The topic for today is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the excellence of khawf-e khuda. Subhanallah. Before we come to our topic, let us take a short break here for a kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay with us today, inshallah. We will learn a lot, inshallah, from this episode. As soon as we return back from the kalam, we will discuss this topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallahi, unzur halana. Ya Habiballahi, isma qalana. Innani fi bahari ghammin mughraqun. يدي سهل لنا إشكالنا مولا روسيا ہوں پر کرم میں دو جہاں کے تاجدار مولا اپنے غم میں اپنی الفت میں رلاؤ زار زار مولا روسيا تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار دیکھنا ہے حسن تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار
غریبوں
واسطہ احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار واسطہ احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار
مولا یا رسول اللہ کرم
میرے دو حبیب اللہ کرم
مولا
یا رسول اللہ کرم یا حبیب اللہ کرم گر مقدر میں میرے دوری لکھی ہے یا نبی گر مقدر میں میرے دوری لکھی ہے یا نبی کاش فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار کاش فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار
مولا
کاش خدمت سنتوں کی میں صدا کرتا رہوں کاش خدمت سنتوں کی میں صدا کرتا رہوں اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار
مولا
کشا سایہ کنا سر پر میرے ہے علی مشکل کشا سایہ کنا سر پر میرے لا فتح الا علی لا سیف الا ذو الفقار لا فتح الا علی لا سیف الا ذو الفقار
مولا یا رسول اللہ کرم
میرے دو حبیب اللہ کرم
مولا
یا رسول اللہ کرم
یا
حبیب اللہ کرم مصطفیٰ والی تیرے کس بات کا مصطفیٰ والی تیرے عطار دے کس بات کا کارگر ہوگا نہ تجھ پر دشمنوں کا کوئی وار کارگر ہوگا نہ تجھ پر دشمنوں کا کوئی وار
مولا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ and indeed نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is the king I'll say of both the worlds سبحان اللہ because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made both the worlds and not just both the worlds but everything for the sake of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. The skies, the earth, the mountains, the rivers, the streams, the the lakes, the angels, the jinnah, the human beings, the plants, the animals, everything is created for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And indeed, even Jannat has been made for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is, sahibi Jannat, and he is the owner of Jannat. He is the owner of everything, subhanallah, of our life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the authority, subhanallah. So whoever he wants, he may enter into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan and the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Hazrat says, wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, and may this love grow each and every second in our lives. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, we are discussing this beautiful topic regarding khawfi khuda and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, a topic which everyone needs to know about, a topic which everyone I'm sure is keen and interested to learn about. So inshallah, remain with us and we will share some very exciting points regarding khawfi khuda. It has been narrated about Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that in his youth, in his young age, his back had been bent due to some reason. So people try to find out the cause. That Hazrat, what's the reason, you know? I mean, what happened? Did an accident take place? Did you fall from somewhere? Did something happen which caused your back to be bent? So many times people, you know, try to find out what's the reason. Hazrat did not give any reply. He did not give any answer to this specific question. So one of his students were looking, the students were looking for an opportunity that, you know, whenever we find the time, we'll ask Hazrat, what's the reason that his back has been bent when he was a young person, when he, in his youth days. Subhanallah. So one day, one of the students found the opportunity and asked the reason, Hazrat, what's the reason your back is bent? So at first, Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not give any reply. But when the student continuously insisted, please tell us, please tell us, please tell us, subhanallah. And then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, Allah Allah. And this reply is such a reply that it can melt our hearts and cause our hearts to start shaking. He says, when one of my teachers, who was one of the great Islamic scholars, and from whom I gained the knowledge of arts and sciences in many disciplines, was about to leave this life, he said to me, means when my ustad was going to leave this life, this world, he said, O Sufyan, do you know what has happened to me? I have persuaded people to obey the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep away for sins for 50 years. Means for 50 years, I invited people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I stopped them from disobeying and from going against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, but regretfully, today I am about to die. If Allah azza wa jal drives me out of his court by saying that you are not eligible to come into my court. Allah, Allah, Allah. I mean, this is my fear, this is my worry. That what if I go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says that you are not eligible, you cannot come in my august and my exalted court, then what am I going to do on that day? Allahu Akbar. Sufyan Thawri says, when I heard these words of my teacher, then my back broke out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the noise of his cracking was also heard by the people who were present there at that time, and I kept weeping out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, even blood started appearing in my urine and I became ill. When I fell seriously ill, he says, I went to a non-Muslim hakim. Hakim is a traditional doctor, you can say. So he said, I went to a non-Muslim hakim. At first, he could not diagnose my illness. Then he carefully examined my face and checked my pulse, and said, after thinking for a while, currently, I think there will be no young man like him amongst the Muslims whose liver has been ruptured out of divine fear. in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his back broke, not because of an accident, not because of falling down, not because of somebody hitting him or physically doing something. No, the reason his back broke was just the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he heard these words from his ustaz, from his teacher, and he must be thinking that if my ustaz is saying such words like this here, then where do I stand? Which category do I fall in? And that's how, you know, his back broke out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he became sick, he started weeping, and blood started appearing in his urine. And in the end, when he visited the Hakim, the doctor said that, you know, this person's liver has been ruptured out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah. These are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at the level of fear they have. Look at the taqwa they have in their hearts. Allahu Akbar. What is taqwa? What is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let us first discuss the definition of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that staying in the fear from the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his independency, his displeasure, his seizure, punishments given by him, his wrath, and being scared of your iman being destroyed as a result of this, etc. This is called the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned numerous places in the Holy Quran regarding fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah ta'ala states in Surah Nisa, ayat number 131, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. Allah Ta'ala says, and indeed we have emphasized to those who received the books before you and to you. What have we emphasized? That keep fearing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. أن اتقوا الله. Keep fearing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Likewise, in Surah Ahzab, ayat number 70, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala states, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Allah, Allah, Allah. O believers, fear Allah. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And speak straight things and talk straight. Means speak good things and speak nice things. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala states in Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 175, Allah Ta'ala states, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And fear me if you are believers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are just few ayat which I mentioned to you. Besides this, there are numerous ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized on fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having the khawfi khuda in your heart. Why is it so important to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's the reason? Why is there so much emphasis on fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the main reasons, and one of the reasons which I would like to mention to you, is when a person has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fears the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may seize him because of his evil actions, his bad deeds, he fears the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fears that how will he face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. He fears these kind of things, then automatically a person starts moving away from sins. Why? Because when a person commits sins, he knows that he is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows he is going against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knows he is earning the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he has the fear, automatically he will stop all those things which earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which bring about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can cause him to earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any sin that is, whether it is backbiting, whether it is tale-telling, whether it is lying, whether it is swearing, whether it is fighting, whether it's missing the salah, whether it's not paying zakat, whether it is not fasting in the month of Ramadan, whether it is disobeying the parents, any sin you can think of, a person slowly and slowly starts rectifying himself, and slowly, you know, he starts moving away from the various sins. Why? Because he fears the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why it is so important to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because basically that is your base of everything. Once you have the fear, automatically you will see that your life is now going on the straight path. Slowly, 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 you are removing yourself from all the sins, you are removing your bad habits, you are removing all those bad actions which you used to do and replacing them with good deeds, with good actions, with pious deeds, and you are earning the reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. That is why many places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized that fear Allah, very important to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in the beginning of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That indeed this is the Quran and there is no doubt in it. This holy book, this glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no doubt in it, and it is guidance for who? هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, for the pious people, for those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have the fear of Allah, automatically you also get the guidance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. You should know, indeed the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no fear on them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, nor do they grieve. Allah Ta'ala then says, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. That those who believe, those who have iman, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and they have taqwa, they have the piety and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having taqwa automatically makes you the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. It takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just a few benefits which we mentioned, that why is it important to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides this, there are many examples which we can give from the Holy Quran, that how important it is to have the taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Subhanallah. When you'll attend nikah ceremonies, and the imam sahab, reads the khutbah of nikah. In the khutbah, there are a few ayat which the imam reads. And those ayat have the word, ittaqu rabbakum, fear Allah, fear your Lord. Someone must be thinking, Mulan sahab, married life is going to begin, and you are giving us the advice of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should give us the advice of how to look after the rights of one another. You can give us the advice of how to look after one another. You can give us the advice of how to do tarbiyat and how to upbring our children, these kind of things. Why are you giving us the advice of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the answer will come, because this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the base of everything. When you have the fear of Allah, automatically you will know how to respect your husband. When you have the fear of Allah, the husband will automatically know how to treat his wife. When you have the fear of Allah, both the parties will know how to look after the children, how to nourish and upbring the children. When they have the fear of Allah, they'll know how to live their married life according to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So in nikah, taqwa is the base. Likewise in everything, you want to do business. Before doing business, instill the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you have the fear of Allah, you're not going to cheat anyone in your business. When you have the fear of Allah, you're not going to take riba and interest. You're not going to give or take interest. When you have the fear of Allah, you're not going to take someone's wealth unlawfully or unjustly. When you have the fear of Allah, you'll do your dealings, your transactions according to the teachings of Islam and Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever you do in life, whatever you do, whether it is something Islamic, whether it is something related to this world, make sure before you begin the task, instill the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And automatically you will see that you are doing that specific action correctly and according to the teachings of Islam. Subhanallah. So these were a few benefits with regards to having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the benefit of having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah, our pious predecessors always had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they instilled it. For example, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is Khalifatul Muslimin, the second Khalifa of Islam, that great personality regarding whom my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if there would have been a Nabi after me, then it would have been Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu subhanahu. If there would have been, but alhamdulillah, we all know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi, the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after him there is no Nabi who can come, or there is no possibility of any new Nabi who can come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is, this shows the rank of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there would have been a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he says, I wish I could be sheep of my family, which they would feed a lot until I would become very fat. Then the dear friends would become their guests and they would slaughter me for them. They then would roast my meat. Some meat would be eaten after cutting into small pieces. I wish I were not a human. Allah, Allah, Allah. Once he, radiallahu anhu, picked up a lump of earth from the ground and said, I wish that I could be the lump of earth. I wish that my mother had not given birth to me. I wish I could be nothing. I wish that I could be a forgotten thing. Allahu Akbar. These are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that personality who was given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. That there is no doubt he is a definite Jannati. Because first of all, he is a Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a definite Jannati. Subhanallah, har sahabi e nabi jannati jannati, sab sahabiyat bhi jannati jannati. So he was a sahabi, definitely he is a jannati. And on top of that, he is amongst the asharai mubashara. Asharai mubashara means those 10 people whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the glad tidings in this world that they are in Jannah and that they are definitely going to Jannah. Subhanallah. So he has, I won't say 100%, I won't say 112%, I'll say 1000% confirmation that he is definitely going to Jannah. But despite that, look at the fear he has in his heart. And the fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he wishes he was not even born. He wishes he was a lump of earth. He wishes that his mother had not given birth to him. Allahu Akbar. If only we can also adopt this fear and this taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we attain this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's the method, inshallah azawajal? We will discuss that. But before that, let us take a short break here to listen to some beautiful Madani pools and Madani flowers and Madani points. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will discuss how to instill the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Afdalul a'mal, that the best of actions are what? As-salatu li waqtiha, for you to read your prayers on time. And also, wa birrul walidain, and for you to serve and be kind and be compassionate to your parents. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, the best of all acts. Many times we think, what action shall I do? Which is when we wish to do the best of actions. We have been told the best of actions are what? One, prayer. Yes, salah. We should never ever miss our prayer. We should perform our prayers. And we should perform every single prayer of ours on time, in accordance to the time given, as it has been prescribed. And second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us to be righteous, to be kind, to be loving, and to serve the parents, that this is the best of action. Subhanallah. And if it was two beautiful things to remember. The one, prayers. You must read your prayers. And the second, be kind to your parents. Serve your parents. Be righteous. Be good. And honor your parents. Honor your mother. Honor your father. Because right now they are with you. And we don't know as to how long they shall be with us. Let's from today, let's right now, inshallah azza wa jal, become the best children, inshallah ta'ala. Remember this, respect your parents, serve your parents, fulfill their needs, fulfill their requirements, and always be loving and compassionate to them. Whether they are young or old, whether they are very, very elderly, it doesn't matter. Whether they ask strange questions, respect your parents. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله سبحان الله. Beautiful points mentioned by our Muballigh of Dawat Islami. So we were discussing the fear and the khawf e khuda, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did say we are going to discuss how to adopt this fear, how to instill this fear in our hearts and our minds. One of the most beneficial methods and ways of instilling the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts is reading the Holy Quran with the proper understanding and the explanation, the commentary of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Why? Because in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His wrath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the situations of the previous nations and how they were destroyed when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they were destroyed when they disobeyed the messengers and the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So when a person reads the Holy Quran with the proper translation, with the tafsir, the Sunni commentaries and Sunni translations, subhanallah, then automatically he will adopt and instill the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he reads about Jahannam, the horrors of Jahannam, when he reads about the punishment and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in his heart. Subhanallah. A second beneficial way of instilling the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts is to remain in the company of the pious people. Remaining in the company of those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying with them, sitting with them, eating with them, spending some time with them, observing them, the way they are living their lives. You will see that there is something unique about them. There is something special about them. Subhanallah. And the Holy Quran has also given us a hukum that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with the truthful ones. Subhanallah. So the truthful ones are the ones who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones who have the taqwa and the khawf e khuda in their hearts. So another beneficial way of instilling the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart is when you adopt the company of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why ulama kiram have emphasized that wherever you get an opportunity, try and spend some time in the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the awliya kiram. Because many a times you can spend some moments with a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the amount of blessings you will get from his court and from his company is something which maybe you would never get if you would have strived for 100 years. Yes, we do find that many awliya kiram and many pious saints have said that the amount of blessings we received just by staying in the company of a certain wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so much that if we would have strived ourselves for so many years, still we would not reach that level and that status which we got just by say, spending a few moments in the company of these beloveds of Allah. So these are two very important points which you must keep in mind in order to instill the fear of Allah. Read the Quran excessively with the proper understanding, the proper translations, the proper tafsir of Sunni ulama'i kiram. And number two, to stay in the company of the pious people. And this is how you will adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to adopt the company of the pious. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to instill this khawf e khuda in our hearts, not only for one moment, for two moments, but each and every moment in our lives. Ameen, ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we do have some calls who are joining us in this beautiful and exciting silsila. Let us listen to our viewers, our listeners, that what do they have, what questions do they have for us, what do they have to say for our viewers and listeners. So inshallah, we'll just take a few calls and then we'll discuss more about this beautiful topic. G, let's play a call, please.
Speaks about the fear of Allah. Does it mean fear Allah as in if you do wrong, or fear Allah for doing wrong if you have fury for the love of Allah?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the question was that Regarding the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we, for doing something wrong? Or should we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I think the question is said, out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, not only when you do something wrong, then you should have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a mu'min, as a believer, each and every moment in our lives, we should have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why do we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is because we are the servants of Allah, we are the slaves of Allah. And it is a duty of the servant, of the slave, that he should have the fear of his master. And indeed, our master and our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our creator. And he has ordered us in the Holy Quran that we should have his fear and we should fear him. Many places, as we discussed the various ayat. So not only when we do something wrong or we think we have done something wrong, should we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment in our lives, we should instill the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are his slaves and he is our Lord and he has commanded us to fear him always. Subhanallah. Let's play the next call, please.
My name is Ismail from Durban, South Africa. Maulana, my question is, should we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we fear him, or should we fear him more than we love him? Shukran.
A beautiful question by one of our Islamic brothers, that should we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we fear him, or should we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we love him? Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the answer to this question I would give by a saying of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that on the day of judgment, if an announcer makes an announcement that everyone will go to Jahannam and only one person will enter Jannah, he says, then I hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will be that one person. On the other hand, if an announcer makes an announcement, then everyone will go to Jannah, only one person will go to Jahannam, then I have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will be that one person. Allahu Akbar. In other words, he is giving you all advice and nasihat that, oh believers, listen here, that if you are a believer, if you believe in Allah and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your iman, your Islam demands this, that you must be between the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it should be moderate, it should be in between. You shouldn't, say that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that you now start losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he himself says that لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we shouldn't, say that we are so hopeful from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't even fear Allah at all. We do every wrong thing and we do, every weird thing and say, no, we don't have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they also, we will be wrong, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and ordered us to fear him. Subhanallah. So we should be in between and we should be moderate. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qahhar and Jabbar. So if he is merciful, the most compassionate, the most merciful, at the same time, he is the one who can seize the people. He is the one who takes accountability of the people. He is the one who has wrath. Allahu Akbar. We should fear the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. But as a mu'min, as a believer, we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are always hoping from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because believe me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our accountability on the day of judgment according to his justice, then not even a single person will be able to enter the paradise and the jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we don't have any actions, we don't have any good deeds, we don't have any pious deeds, we don't have anything which we can present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is worth, nothing is worthy at all. If we have to enter Jannah, it is only and only and only by the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So we are sinners and we do disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are disobedient, but in the end we go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of remorse, and whilst having shame and nadamat, we say, Ya Allah, we have committed so and so sin, we have disobeyed you, we have done such and such action, But Ya Allah, You are the most forgiving, the most merciful. Ya Allah, overlook those sins, Ya Allah, and forgive us for the sake of Your mercy, Ya Allah, and grant us entry into paradise and Jannah, Ya Allah, out of Your mercy, subhanallah, subhanallah. But this does not mean at all that a person should now become carefree and say, Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful, most compassionate, I can commit sins, I can start doing wrong things, I can leave good deeds, I can leave my salah and that. No. Every moment you need to carry on your pious deeds, your good actions, and then obviously you hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would say the leader of the shuhada, subhanallah. And his situation was such that when he would make wuzu, then his face would become red, and you know, he would start shaking out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people would ask him, Hazrat, what is the reason? Why are you shaking when you make wuzu? Why do you start shaking out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the apple of our eyes. You are the coolness of our eyes. What is the reason you start shaking? So he would say, oh people, after wuzu, I am now going to go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And he says that, I don't know what am I going to take in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why I fear and I shake out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. This is the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also a jannati, definite jannati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a summary of hadith that indeed Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So definitely they are going to Jannah, there is no doubt. The members of the Ahlul Bayt, and on top of that he is a Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So confirmed Jannati, but still look at his fear, that now I'm going in the court of Allah, and there the question is not Hussein, who are you, who is your father, the question is, what have you brought in my court, subhanAllah. So as human beings, as calm people, me and you, we should think and ponder, how much do we have to take in the court of Allah? A few salahs, a few rozas, a few rands or money which we have given as sadqah and zakat, a few good actions. How much good actions do we have? We think that we performed 500 salahs in our life, so we did a lots of good deeds. No. Do you know what is a good deed? You first need to, let's take salah for example. Just performing salah is not a good deed. No. Number one, you need to know how to perform salah. You can't just expect that you went there and read whatever you want to, you don't even know how to perform salah and say, no, I perform salah, I'm a namazi. No, you need to first know the method of performing salah, the conditions of performing salah, the faraid of performing salah. You need to know how to purify yourself before you perform the salah. Let's say you learned all of that, you know how to purify yourself, you know the conditions, the faraid, the wajibat, everything. You performed your salah correctly as well. Number two, that salah needs to be free from riya, from showing off, from ostentation. Many people perform salah. Why? The so-and-so person must look at me. So-and-so person must see that, look what a great namazi he is. So-and-so person must see, look how much ibadat he performs. That's the reason why we perform ibadat, and that's the reason why many of us perform salah. So you know how to perform salah, but you are destroying your action, your salah, by showing off and by having ostentation. Number three, let's say you know how to perform salah, you don't even show off. What is the guarantee that that deed is going to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir-e-Mutlaq. He has power over everything. He does as He wills. Nobody can question Him. He is independent. He is Ghani. We are all dependent on Him and He is independent. So if He wants, He can accept our salah. If He wants, He can reject it. And nobody can question Him in any way. So we don't know how to perform salah, first of all. Even if we know our actions are not free from showing off, even if they are free, we don't even know if they are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. So now sit down and make a list. How many good deeds do you all have in your book of deeds? How many good deeds did you perform correctly? How many good deeds of yours were free from ostentation and riyakari? How many good deeds do you know are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you don't have the answer to any of those questions, then you start wondering that, what am I going to take in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So I don't see any reason why a person should not have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment as Muslim and a believer should always adopt and instill this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, always hope for the mercy from the God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This beautiful topic we were discussing, and indeed it is something which everyone needs to think about and everyone needs to instill in their hearts and their minds. But unfortunately, this brings us to the end of today's episode. Be happy, remain happy, remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart and the hearts of your beloved, because indeed this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. Subhanallah. We hope to see you soon. Stay positive, think positive, be positive. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way.